The crisis we experience these days can be really taxing. Staying at home, the social distancing can really cause us to feel strong negative feelings. So welcome to this little exercise on how to deal with those feelings. To start, I would like to invite you to sit somewhere in a position that is comfortable, but with your spine straight, without stressing, your feet firmly on the ground, your hands in your lap, in whatever way is comfortable. And if you want, you can close your eyes. And then we can slow down our breathing just a little bit. And in and out, and in and out, and in and out. And as we continue with this rhythm, we can bring our awareness down from our forehead where it usually rests. We can bring it down all the way to our heart, as if we're taking the elevator down. If it helps you, you can put your hand on your heart. Feel your awareness in your heart. It's a bit of a nice feeling. And now we can go deeper in our heart and sink deeper. And as we go deeper, we meet the negative feelings we experience. Maybe it's loneliness. Maybe there's a lot of anxiety or frustration. Maybe there's anger. Or maybe there's just numbness, no feeling at all, just feeling numb. Whatever it is, we can meet that feeling. We continue with our slow breathing. Now we can look at our feeling and look at it as if it's a package, like a present. And we see that the name we put on our feeling, the name of anxiety or loneliness or anger or just numbness, we see that that name is actually just a label that we put on that feeling. It's like the wrapping of the present. So let's open the package and see what is inside. And as we open the package, we may see that, for example, anxiety, that is maybe also fear that is underneath. Fear of missing out, or of failing, or of not being able to provide for our loved ones. Maybe it's also shame, that we're not able to cope better with this situation. Or maybe there's guilt, that we're not able to do everything we had planned to do. Maybe this real loneliness, that we feel isolated. Or when maybe we feel numbness and we open that package, maybe what we see inside is a feeling of being overwhelmed. That it's just too much. All the things that come at us at the same time. It's the situation in the job market, the things at home, the financial situation. It's just too much. Whatever it is, we can hold that package. And we name all the feelings that we see inside. So let's take a second to do that. Just look at it inside. And what are the feelings that you see? And as we do that, we can take it one step further. Can actually allow those feelings to be there. These are difficult feelings. And it's our natural reaction, our natural instinct to run away. We don't want to feel this. This is really not fun. But we can take this step to allow these feelings to be there. To allow ourselves to have this experience without running away, without acting on the feelings, without pushing it aside, but just allowing the feeling to be there. It's not easy, but we can do this. And just allow it. And as we allow these feelings to be there, we can take it one step further and actually accept that we experience these feelings. It's not easy. Can really go there, to really accept that it's okay that we feel anxious or frustrated or lonely or angry or just numb or overwhelmed. It's okay. And actually, the fact that we feel what we feel is just an indication of our humanity, of our love for our loved ones, for ourselves, for the care we feel, for our commitment. If we would not love or be committed or have this deep sense of care, we wouldn't feel anxious or frustrated or numb. We just wouldn't care. There wouldn't be nothing. So we can really accept these feelings. And as we do that, it's a little bit as if we are holding the feelings and carrying it in our arms. little bit as if you would be holding a baby. The feelings are less overwhelming and we can hold it. It's as if there's a little bit of spaciousness around the feeling. They lose a little bit of their grip. And we can actually feel compassion for these feelings and for ourselves that we have to experience this. And we hold it like we hold a baby. And we extend our compassion. And as we do that, it's as if the feelings become a bit softer, less overwhelming. They no longer colonize our heart and our mind. We can hold them. We feel the spaciousness. And as we do that, we feel a bit of gratitude coming up. We can feel it like a little glow in our heart. Gratitude that we can hold these feelings. Gratitude that these feelings point to our humanity and our love. Gratitude for who we are. Gratitude that we are alive. We feel the glow around our heart, that glow of gratitude. And it becomes stronger and it spreads across our chest. It's a blissful feeling into our arms, our lower arms, our hands, our fingers. And beyond. We also feel this glow of gratitude filling our gut, our belly, further down in our legs, our lower legs, our feet, all the way to our toes. And down in the earth. You can also feel that glow of gratitude welling up from our heart all the way up in our throat, higher to our mouth, through the palate of the mouth, behind our eyes, all the way to our forehead, to our skull, and higher. We feel that glow from our heart spreading throughout our entire body. And in that glow of gratitude, we hold these difficult feelings. And we say thank you. When we're ready, we can take a few more deep breaths. And then we can gently open our eyes. Thank you.